Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
And a good Tuesday morning, November 12th. Lee Harris in the newsroom. We have John Montone and Glenn Schuck out in the field, as we often do at this hour. Now, the weather's not too awful right now, but we're about to get a taste of instant winter. By the time you're headed home today, you'll think you're living in Minnesota. We'll be down around 37 degrees, and the AccuWeather Real Feels will be in the upper teens. And, you know, we keep hearing that winter is coming, especially those of us who have HBO subscriptions, John. But despite the warnings, it's always some kind of a shock for some reason, right?
Yeah, that's the Game of Thrones thing you're doing again.
It's a popular show.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Well, anyway, if we're playing the geographical name that place in the great United States, the West Side Highway in the 40s and 50s looks like the Bonneville Salt Flats. You know, the sanitation department has 700 salt spreaders at its ready, and the guy assigned to that roadway was more than generous. A balmy 57 degrees as I drove down to Lower Manhattan to the Salt Depot this morning, and I spoke to this very busy salt spreading guy who defended the department's salt spreading practices.
Lots. It's full blast. After the last couple of years, they're not taking any chances.
You think this is necessary? A little overdoing it?
A little bit, but saving no slipping and sliding accidents.
Now, Dean DeVore did provide a little insight here. He says he's not really worried about the snow, but if it rains and it suddenly freezes, that's when you could have some real trouble. So that's where this erring on the side of caution apparently comes from.
Yeah, and the sanitation commissioner, Catherine Garcia, said exactly that. You've got to get the salt down before the deep freeze. Interestingly enough, when asked, are you ready for a long, cold winter? She said, oh boy, I hope not. She said, but the Farmer's Almanac is not treating us kindly. I just would say a memo to Commissioner Garcia. Repeat after me. AccuWeather. AccuWeather.
Well, AccuWeather's kind of expensive. The Farmer's Almanac, I think, is $2.95. So, you know, she's trying to save us a little money, us taxpayers.
She can get AccuWeather for free on, what's your favorite radio station?
In the U.S., it would be 1010 Winds.
Very good.
All right.
Good. You're keeping me amused this morning. I can't wait for winter to really kick in.
Yes, well, that'll be later today, apparently. And it was 18 years ago today, just 2 months after 9/11, that American Airlines Flight 587 went down in the Rockaways, killing everyone on board. Instantly, we assumed it was another terrorist attack, but turned out not to be. It was pilot error. But that wasn't too much relief to those who lost loved ones on that day, and they're gathering again this morning at the crash memorial. Let's get more now from Glenn Schuck. He is live in Bell Harbor this morning. Glenn?
Of course, those of us who lived in New York City at the time will never forget that day, thinking, boy, could this have happened again? As you mentioned, the terrorism there, Lee, this turned out not to be, of course. Just minutes after leaving JFK, the flight crashing into this neighborhood, Bell Harbor, in the Rockaways. 260 passengers and crew lost, and five people on the ground also in that horrible crash were killed. Now, each and every year, very much like the 9/11 memorial, family members come back here. It's certainly hard for them to do that. Karen Tavares among them.
I come with the hopes that I'm actually going to see her, like I'm going to meet her here and my nephew, but they're not here.
This memorial is actually in a very nice spot. It's not far from the ocean itself, right up against the boardwalk, right?
Yeah, it's beautiful, actually. It's right along the water's edge. And this morning, you know, we've been talking about weather, and they're worried about the weather that's going to happen here during the ceremony this morning. It's actually very calm, very kind of warm and peaceful, and it really is stunning. It's a beautiful place for these family members to come and, you know, and share each other's grief and be here. Mayor de Blasio, we should mention as well, he's been here each and every year, unfortunately, famously for being late one year, but he is scheduled to be here again and deliver some remarks this morning. Here's the mayor.
When I talk to so many of you over the years, it's quite clear how fresh and how sharp the pain still is. We continue to make sure that we will always remember.
18 years ago today.
Yeah, you know what? I'll never forget that morning as well, working for 1010 Winds that morning, Lee. I remember getting to Beach 130th Street. I think that's about where I was, and just watching this horrific scene and people just kind of wandering around in disbelief, just saying this can't happen again. The initial fear of terrorism. I remember the bridges and tunnels in and out of the city have been closed because of that fear. It turned out to not be that. But again, certainly something I'll never forget, and the residents here will not as well.
Now, the memorial is actually some distance from the crash site, and at the actual crash site where there had been a couple of houses, it's now just kind of an open green space with, I believe there's a plaque at the site.
There is a plaque at the site, that's right. It's a pretty good distance, actually. It's not even really the same neighborhood, technically, but as you mentioned, this was the, you know, and the people that organized this, a perfect location on the water's edge here, and the community certainly embraced having the memorial here. But it is many blocks away, in fact. You are correct.
All right. Glenn Schuck, live in Bell Harbor this morning. Man with a gun used it to do everything but shoot someone on a street in Brooklyn. He pistol-whipped a man in the back of the head, threatened the driver in a parked car, smashing the side-view mirror of the car. He also smashed out a couple of windows at the Beth Rivka Elementary School on Lefferts Avenue in East Flatbush. This witness tells CBS2 he was pretty sure this was all leading up to a shooting with him as the victim.
I thought I was getting a shot right there.
The whole thing caught on video last Friday night. It shows the man staggering down the street, pointing the gun at his own head. We'll put the video up at 1010winds.com. If you know who this is, the cops would like a word with him. James Lotito isn't Spider-Man, but he does some of the things a spider can, like crawl up the wall of a high-rise in Chelsea, which he did yesterday. He was thoughtful enough to post the video of his climb on Instagram.
I'm going up, man. Yeah. I got one more, dude.
One more floor. The building on West 19th Street. Cops pulled him inside at the 7th floor into somebody's apartment where he was taken into custody. Lotito, 31 years old, reportedly told the cops, "It's my hobby, that's what I do, I work, I pay taxes, and everything." Mayor de Blasio weighing in now on the case of the woman who was arrested for selling churros without a license in the subway.
The officers comported themselves properly from what I could see, but I don't want it to get to that point.
He says the woman was told she couldn't be where she was because in the Broadway Junction station there was congestion at the time. Meantime, another woman was arrested yesterday for selling churros in the Myrtle Wyckoff station. Now, some are blaming this on Governor Cuomo, who ordered a surge of cops in the subway to crack down on fare evasion and other crimes. But the governor is pointing at the city, saying, "I think we have a lot of work to do on the relationship between the NYPD and the community." You know, the new chicken sandwich at Popeyes is really popular. Seems like we're talking about it every day now for some reason. Anyway, this probably isn't the reason it's so popular, but Jeremy Merdinger claims that he got a chicken sandwich at a Popeyes on West 14th Street and a half-smoked joint fell out of it. He tells the New York Post he sent a picture of the sandwich and his receipt to Popeyes, but never got an answer. A Popeyes spokesperson tells the Post that they're still investigating, adding the following corporatese boilerplate, quote, "We have high standards for the quality of our ingredients and the preparation of our food. We take all feedback about our meals seriously and quickly take action to make sure all of our guests have a good experience." Meantime, Merdinger has started dragging Popeyes on Twitter, as the kids say. He says he just wants to make sure this doesn't happen to anyone else. Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.